But first, the Army recently awarded about 50 contractors spots on a brand new vehicle to help migrate applications from government data centers into commercial cloud environments. It's called Accent. And now it's the one and only vehicle Army commands are allowed to use to buy cloud services. Johanna Curry is project officer for the Army Data Center Consolidation Plan. That's part of the Army Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems. She spoke with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about how the Army plans to use this new contract vehicle to speed up the process of closing old data centers.
So the intention is to be able to provide enough flexibility for mission owners to get assistance with transition to commercial cloud as well as hosting. Accent is required for purchasing hosting services, but those transition and modernization support services are optional.
So between those roughly 50 vendors altogether that have basic ordering agreements that want awards under this, how does a capability owner kind of look through all the available services, you know, figure out what's there and select what they need?
So rather than select what they need, they would use our independent assessment of an application's readiness to migrate to develop a request for proposal that may include those transition and modernization support services. So they would, for example, say, based on my data, I require additional security controls to be applied for my system or application. So they would say, for example, I need to be able to host in a cloud impact level 4 or 5 cloud service offering. Rather than targeting vendors, they would say what kind of service that they need. And the proposals that they receive back would then be limited to those cloud service offerings that were appropriate for that application.
And I think generally they would have reached those conclusions as to, you know, what impact level they need, what the sort of target environment is going to be, after going through a bunch of consultation with AMBO, right? So tell us a little bit about, give us a little bit of background on what AMBO is, what AMBO does, what sort of consulting services that you would provide to a mission owner before they figure out what they're going to request under the Accent contract.
Sure. So AMBO's function is as an independent analysis team, advising mission owners on what their requirements would be for any cloud service offering. So we would help them to figure out what their security requirements would be based on the data that they store in their applications and the data that they process. So we would make some recommendations about alignment to the cloud impact levels from the security requirements guide from DISA. And we would make some recommendations, high-level recommendations for adjustments to architecture if they were required, or other services that they may need in terms of virtualization or transition assistance as part of our migration readiness assessment.
And then, as you said, there are technical sort of migration services also available within Accent. So how is that different from the consulting services that you, as you know, AMBO, are organically providing through the Army?
So again, we're an independent analysis team. So we will, based on the technical analysis of an application's requirements, we'll make some recommendations for things that need to be changed. If you just put your technical requirements out there without any kind of independent double check, you could end up tied to a specific vendor rather than being able to select from multiple vendors that offer similar services. So they use our migration readiness assessments to develop their proposal requests and then validate that submitted proposals are appropriate for the application that they're planning to move.
Right. And of course, AMBO stands for the Application Migration Business Office, not necessarily the Data Center Migration Business Office, which suggests we're not just going to lift and drop every single thing the Army has from a legacy environment into a cloud environment. So maybe you can talk a little bit about the extent to which AMBO is involved in figuring out which applications really ought to be killed off outright, which ones should be modernized before they go into a cloud environment.
So AMBO's scope is limited to enterprise applications only. So local servicing applications that support only users that are contained within a single installation, those don't come to AMBO for assessment. We're only concerned about the enterprise applications. The commands, the domains, and the mission areas have the mission to analyze their portfolio of applications and make the decisions about whether to sustain, to migrate, or to kill applications in those portfolios prior to coming to AMBO for assessment.
And just to give folks a little bit of context, a lot of people may remember the December 2016 memo that then Secretary Eric Fanning issued, which I think you could basically call the authoritative roadmap at this point for where the Army is headed in terms of application migration and data center consolidation. Let's talk a little bit about how Accent fits into that overall plan. And I mean, do you have a sense that this contract itself is going to help accelerate the process of consolidating applications, consolidating into a fewer number of enterprise data centers and into the commercial cloud?
Sure. So Accent was developed specifically to assist mission owners with migrating their systems and applications from data centers that are scheduled for closure into commercial cloud hosting. So it supports both DoD and Army guidance to pursue commercial cloud hosting as a primary rehosting target. So rather than require application owners to move multiple times hopping between data centers towards what would essentially be an enduring data center, they can go directly to commercial cloud through using Accent.
And AMBO itself has some tasks to complete under that memo, I think. One of them, I'm not sure actually whether this one was directed at AMBO or CIO G6, but there was supposed to be a complete rationalization and migration plan for all systems and applications, enterprise systems and applications, by June, I believe, in coordination with the Office of Business Transformation. Can you give us a progress report on that? Is that plan more or less done as far as those enterprise apps that you mentioned go?
So rationalization is underway throughout all of the mission areas. So the business mission area, which OBT works with, that is one of the mission areas that's doing their rationalization of applications. Warfighter mission area is another. They're in the process of reviewing their portfolios and deciding which of their applications they need to sustain or migrate or to kill. So given that migration planning is completely decentralized, the actual planning and execution is completely decentralized and up to the command and the owning organization, there is no enterprise-wide plan for migration.
Mm. Given the planning processes that are underway, and I understand that you don't own this process, but do you have any expectation of exactly when folks might start making use of the Accent contract to start some of these application transition services?
So there are several proposals already in the works for transition and migration to commercial cloud.
Talk a little bit about the awards themselves, especially, for example, the impact levels that they cover. Do we go all the way up to impact level 6 as far as the proposals that individual vendors submitted and were awarded? Are they qualified up to that level, at least some of them?
What's available on Accent now are cloud impact levels 2, 4, and 5. Cloud impact level 6 may be available if providers can achieve the DoD authorization to support secret requirements. As of now, we don't have any.
Understood. If I remember correctly, everything at level 4 and above actually requires the use of a cloud access point. What's the plan for that? Or is the Army developing its own cap or going through the DISA one?
So for now, we'll be using the DISA cap since that's a service that has already stood up and running. I know the Army's talking about establishing their own cap, but I believe that's still preliminary.
The structure of Accent itself uses basic ordering agreements rather than what people would think of as a traditional IDIQ for individual task orders to perform these services. Can you talk a little bit about that decision, why basic ordering agreements rather than an IDIQ make sense in this context?
Sure. So a basic ordering agreement, or a BOA, is typically used when a service is not well-defined or can't be definitively priced. So we chose this approach because it allowed us to balance known baseline security requirements and service levels with enough flexibility for a mission owner to request proposals from Accent vendors that are specific to the needs of their organizations. So, for example, if you have as a mission owner, if you had a need for specific transition services, there's enough flexibility in there to say, I need this specific type of transition service in order to move into a cloud service offering at a specific target impact level. So it allows us to express to industry, hey, these are our baseline requirements, and also gives the mission owners some flexibility as well.
A lot of choices under the contract already, 50, but over this three-year period of performance, are there specific plans to, you know, that give you the ability to bring on new vendors or allow vendors who aren't really performing any work to exit?
Yes, the contracting office does expect to make those on-ramp opportunities available.
That's Johanna Curry, the project officer for the Army Data Center Consolidation Plan, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. Read more about the latest Army Data Center Consolidation and all things military at federalnewsradio.com.